Lincoln may have worked on that speech under the huge copper beech tree he loved, a tree that sat, until this week, on the grounds of the old White House summer residence, several miles northeast of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. On Wednesday, the tree was cut down. It had started to rot and was in danger of falling. Before the buzzsaws began their sad task, Lincoln scholars, Civil War buffs, and horticulturalists gathered at the tree to pay their last respects. But perhaps no one will miss it more than some of the military retirees who have put down their roots in the very same ground.
This is the last living thing that we can associate with President Lincoln.
The former summer White House is now the U.S. Soldiers and Airmen's home. It has housed veterans for 150 years. One of its current residents is Bill Woods, a 78-year-old Army vet who served in the Korean and Vietnam Wars. He loved the old copper beech for its cool shade, its glorious branches, and its history.
What's left of our copper beech tree, it's too bad, too, because it was a beautiful tree, and Abraham Lincoln spent a lot of time here. He was known to send a servant out with a table and a chair during the day, summer months, and he could sit out here. He answered a lot of his mail, wrote up his speeches and things of that nature. And we know Lincoln climbed this tree. Lincoln with the kids, Secretary of War Stanton, in his memoirs, talks of he came out here one day, this very important detail. He had to see the president right away. He came to the house and they didn't know where the president was. They thought he was out at the tree. So Stanton come running over here, and there the president was up the tree with two of the children. The three of them were climbing the tree. And there's a photograph too, photograph or a drawing of the president being up this tree.
The cottage that's here was Lincoln's kind of retreat, but why didn't he just stay in the White House and do whatever work he needed? Why come here at all?
Well, to get away from it all. First of all, the White House, we're at a point, they're approximately 33 feet above sea level. Up here, we're 335 feet above sea level. This is the highest ground in Washington, D.C., and as anyone who lives in Washington knows, down in that city, it can get pretty rough. This was the Camp David of the mid-1800s. We got some proof now that six U.S. presidents, the plaque there says three, but we got some proof now that six U.S. presidents stayed out here when the heat in Washington was quite bad. But Lincoln liked to stay out here at any time of the year, and he really liked the privacy, the rural living.
Well, I guess since you knew the tree when it was full, did you come out here and sit under it?
Yeah, I used to come out here and read, believe it or not, on Sundays. And the amazing part of this tree is when it bloomed, whatever it was. Of course, we're on the side of a hill. We're on a hilltop. And there's always a breeze. And at night, the dew would set on the leaves on this tree, these gigantic branches. And that breeze coming through was a natural air conditioner. And from this spot here on the walk, to go under the leaves, under the branches, it was about 15 degrees difference. They were quite knowledgeable in those days. Of course, there was no fans, air conditioner, or whatever we have now. But they could certainly find a shady spot, a good, cool, shady spot. And this was. It still is, too. It won't be this summer. Unfortunately, we lost our 40-foot tree.
Well, Mr. Woods, thank you very much.
I'm glad to pass on a little bit of American history. We'll give you a test after.
Bill Woods, resident of the U.S. Soldiers and Airmen's Home in Washington, D.C.